Welcome to Nerdy Board and Almost 30. This is Mowgli. I got Sarah.
Hello.
And okay, cool. So Sarah wanted to record a podcast tonight because she has some groundbreaking theories on Goku Black. And I actually have not heard any of them yet.
Yeah, get ready.
So I'm prepared to get my butt blown off. All right, what's going on?
Well, mainly I just wanted to get this out there before, like, there's any more new episodes that
So we make... have to post this, like, immediately?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
It's got to be timely.
Sorry, Jess. Sorry, Callie. You guys are slow.
Oh, why? You think they're more important than Dragon Ball Super?
I just think they're more important than your opinions. But, yeah, go on.
That's true.
Oh, you agree. Good.
So in the new arc for Dragon Ball Super, it's the Future Trunks arc. There are a few mysteries. The main mystery is actually Trunks' hair.
Yeah, I was about to say his hair color. For some reason, Trunks got his hair changed in the future.
It's Bulma Blue.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to explain that. I don't think they're even going to talk about it.
I don't think so either.
Pilaf might say something funny. Like Shu will make a comment.
Okay, anyway, so what's your theory?
And so Future Trunks is fighting Goku Black.
This better not be about Future Trunks' hair.
This is not about Future... I don't have any theories on his hair. That is a mystery for the ages.
Okay.
I don't even know how he got purple hair in the first place. Regardless, who is Goku Black? Why does he look like Goku? Is he Goku? These are the things that... we want to know.
Nobody cares except you.
Well, okay, that's fair.
Who's we? Like, go. I mean, I'm just enjoying the ride. I'm kind of curious. Okay, so what are your thoughts? Who is he?
He could be.
These are the things we want to know.
The things we demand. He could be like
fucking interrogate Hillary Clinton for 13 hours. Who the fuck is Goku Black? She's going to come out of it like Donald Trump's going to be like, oh, that's very disappointing and unfair. Or he'd say something like, that's very unfair and bad. I don't like that. It is bad. Let me tell you. Believe me. I know bad things.
We should get Trump on our podcast.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
That'd be cool.
I wonder his theories on Goku Black are. Anyways, go on.
Oh, man. So he could be Goku who died in the future, but was resurrected by...
Resurrection G.
Yeah. Some new character, some unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know, I'm not really feeling that so much. I think there's more there. What I see as, like, a main difference between Goku Black and Son Goku, he's wearing an earring.
Mm-hmm.
Goku Black has one of those, like, Kai earrings.
And which ear is it on?
I don't know. I don't remember. His left ear?
Is it on the one that means, you know...
that he's gay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it on the gay ear? Probably. You know, with those earrings, I don't think it matters which side it's on. Those things are, like...
Mm-hmm.
They're very... Yeah, they're gaudy.
Gaudy?
Yeah. Oh, that was funny.
Oh, you didn't even realize you said that. Okay,
well,
never mind. I thought you were being clever.
No, I wasn't.
Oops. Oh, I just assumed you actually did something good. Oh, nope.
No, that wasn't on purpose, but it does make sense. And, I mean, now that Goku and Vegeta have those godlike powers, it would make sense that the main antagonist would also have godlike powers. So I think the Kais are, like, in there somewhere. Or, are there bad Kais? They're, like, the Malokai Ocean or something?
Malokai?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that sounds really dumb when you say it. All right. Well, aren't there, like, bad guys?
Yeah, Beerus. Yeah, he's crazy. He fucking likes to destroy shit.
He doesn't wear earrings.
Doesn't his buddy wear them?
Whis?
Yeah.
Probably.
Why doesn't Beerus wear earrings? He's like the only Kai that doesn't dress like a Kai.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even the Super Kai. Like
the supreme Kai?
Well, I don't know what they call him, like the master of everything or whatever.
Oh yeah, like Captain
Even
Zeno.
Doesn't he wear like a little Kai getup?
It's Kai-like.
Kai-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, so your theories on Goku Black. somehow involved with the Kai. That's not really a theory, is it? He's wearing the fucking earring.
Yeah, but and he could be. Which.
So my theory, shut up. I'm telling you my theory first and then you can respond.
Okay.
So my original theory when I first saw Goku Black is that, you know how like they were offering, somebody like was like offering Goku, like saying that one day he could become the god of destruction?
When was that?
I thought that was in one of the things.
I'd believe it.
They're like, oh, do you want to be the god? Maybe not. Who the fuck was it?
I don't know.
I thought maybe, because I thought like when they were training...
Like when Whis is training Goku and Vegeta, does he say that?
Wasn't Beerus like, you don't want to be the god of destruction? And Goku's like, no. And he's like, okay, fine, I guess I'll train you or something. I thought I remember Beerus being like, oh, maybe one day you'll be a good god of destruction. And Goku's like, nah, it's not my thing. Meaning that like they could take, I thought, I took that as like, oh, superpowered people can become gods if they achieve a certain level of crazy awesomeness or something. So my theory was like, oh, in his universe, like in his parallel universe, Goku did take it and became the god of destruction. But then upon like transcendence, he also like became less himself and more like another being altogether.
He got kind of evil.
Well, yeah, he's a god of fucking destruction. So I don't know. That's what I thought. But then there's also this weird vendetta against the Saiyans.
Yeah.
That he's going on, he's like, oh, like, this is a stupid warrior race, and, like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, he was, like, really uninterested in Trunks' Super Saiyan powers. Just like, oh, you guys suck. You Saiyans.
Yeah, he, like, hates the he obviously hates Saiyans for some reason. So there's a whole, like, in GT, there's, like, the baby saga. And I don't really know much about it because I never saw GT. All I know is that like he possesses Vegeta and he's like a tuffle. Yeah, baby Vegeta.
Wow. Yeah, I never watched GT and I never really heard about it. All I know is that Vegeta got a mustache.
So this dude, mustache. He's like a tuffle. He's like a ghost tuffle. I don't really know about this because I haven't seen GT, but I just know like, from like Wikipedia. There's like some reading rumor. About it. Yeah, no, like Wikipedia, like reading about it when I was like obsessed with Dragon Ball Z, like, oh, what happens in GT? So then like this dude, apparently he's like a tuffle and then he's like, I fucking hate the Saiyans. He's a ghost. I don't know. I don't remember any. I don't know the details.
Vegeta's gone.
No shit. It's he's a fucking space ghost and he like comes over and he possesses Vegeta or something. That's it. That's all.
The baby saga?
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to look it up now.
God, Vegeta's getting molested left and right. There's his Nappa, and then it's a Toofle ghost.
Baby saga. And like, Babidi is like in his brain. Baby saga. It's spelled B-A-B-Y.
Like a baby.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
This all sounds stupid. Baby secret. Hold on. Baby takes control of Vegeta's body to become baby Vegeta.
Sounds like fanfic.
Isn't that what it was?
GT? Yeah, I guess so, yeah. It wasn't canon.
Anyways. So. It's okay. So what are your thoughts? Any more thoughts on Goku?
Yeah.
How did he become Goku Black?
I don't know.
How about this? Here's a very basic part of, like, I can tease out of your theory. Did he start as Goku?
He started as Goku's body.
Okay, so you don't think it's Goku's consciousness in there?
No, I don't really think that it's Goku going bad or... And I don't really like the idea of it being Goku at all, even if, like, he's being manipulated or controlled by another being. I feel like that kind of, like, taints the image of Goku that I have.
Okay. So you don't think it's Goku?
Ooh, what? He could be...
A clone.
Bring the Kais back into it. Maybe Northern Kai, King Kai got really pissed at Goku for, like, killing him and destroying his planet all the time. So he creates this, like, alter Goku.
I don't think he could create that Goku.
Probably not.
Why didn't he create anybody to stop Frieza when he was scared of Frieza?
He didn't know how yet.
Okay. I would think that, like, maybe she's got the evil Kai ring. Beerus is like, yo, dude, he should not have that. Something weird's going on.
Yeah, he has the time ring and the Kai earring.
Yeah. So there's something going on. Mm.
Xenoverse. Is it going to bring in Xenoverse with, like, the Kai of space and time? And then there was that other, there was that demon god guy.
Yeah.
With the earring.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You think we got our little pre, you want to now play through the single player of Xenoverse to see what might be going on?
Kind of, yeah.
You should. Play with your dumb little character you made.
Slurpee?
Yeah, Slurpee. Skunty.
Yeah, I should. It could be Xenoverse. That would make a lot of sense. I like that.
I like that theory a lot.
Yeah.
Well, because we know that something happening with time. We know future Trunks, like, in that game, he is the warrior of time.
And he has purple hair.
Yeah, he's...
He's still the Trunks that we know and so love.
The timeline isn't tainted yet. Trunks blue.
Hair dyed.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good insight right there. I think it has to do something... I mean, we know it has to do with time. We know it has to do with, like, weird characters.
Weird, like, god characters. They have to be really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kais are involved somehow.
How did Trunks so easily dispatch Deborah by himself? Like, he must have been training a shit ton when Babidi came back. Because even, like, Goten or Gohan had a hard time.
And that was, like, kind of Gohan's heyday.
No, it wasn't. Cell was.
I know. He was so young. That sucked.
Yeah. Candles that burn at both butts burn bright or something. Burned booties.
That's what happened to Gohan. Burned his butt. Lost his arm.
Didn't know what to do.
You think there's a black Chi-Chi?
No. Why?
I don't know. It'd be cool.
Why would that be cool?
She doesn't get very much airtime.
What's she gonna do? Like, force people to study?
Yeah.
Angrily?
She'll make Goku Black get a job as a farmer and go pull up all the black cabbages. And Black Pepper City.
The whole world that he comes from isn't black. Like,
you don't know that.
Yeah, we do, because he comes from future Trunks' world.
But that may not be his world. Maybe he got, like, spit in there because of the Ring of Time. Like, where is he from? He doesn't necessarily come from the future if he has that time ring.
They did say he can only move one way with the time ring, right?
Or was that Whis's? Whis can go backwards only 3 minutes.
There was that, but then they were talking about
other,
like,
limitations.
I thought they were talking about other time limitations, like only going forward or something.
That would be smart to put boundaries on it, because time travel can make things get really weird really fast. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, what the fuck, Game of Thrones? You can
go back in time, make Hodar retarded.
I'm going to go back in time and make shit up. Stupid.
Yeah, I think we can save that for another time. But that's pretty much my thoughts on Goku Black. I think that I'm gonna go and say it's going according to Xenoverse, and that Kai of time and space is gonna show up and be really upset about something, probably like that demon god coming back. And Goku Black's like his pet. Or his friend or
You think Goku is, like, not the main actor but an agent of, like, a greater threat? What's he doing fucking up Trunks's world?
Trunks is a bitch. Everyone wants to fuck it up.
I guess that's true.
Really, why do they ever focus on Earth? Is there Saiyans around?
He's the only habitable planet around town. I kind of want to read this whole baby saga article.
I need you to, like, read about it and then tell me about it, because I don't want to read it myself.
There's a lot of people. I mean, it's got Mr. Popo.
Is he a baby?
No. Oh. There's a grade 8 baby.
I Are they? They're actually babies.
No, well, I mean, like Dragon Ball GT, I think starts with like Emperor Pilaf wishing Goku to be a baby, but I don't think that's related to why this is called Baby.
Okay.
Who is Baby? I'm just gonna click on his name and character. All right. Well, we're not even talking about anything interesting at this point. Cool. So you've heard Sarah's theory, sort of. What's the theory that he's like?
He's.
Did you just make it up while we were talking?
I did kind of think of it while we were talking. Yeah. So Goku Black is like an attendant of a demon god, and they're causing time trouble.
My theory is that Goku Black beat up some Kais for those things.
For the earrings? And the ring?
Well, okay, here's what I think, and I just made it up. My theory is that Goku Black is actually Goku, but he was up in space, being dead, having a great time, fighting random people. And he beat up this one dude who gave him a gift, and that gift took his soul and put it into the earring and replaced it with like a god soul. And so the god possessed his body like Ginyu style, because Goku's body was so powerful. And so he's got to keep that earring on to keep Goku's soul trapped so that he can possess the body. And then he was like kind of an underling god, but not really like super badass. So he stole some stuff, like the ring of time, and he like bounced and he's like, I'm gonna go do shit. And or here's my other theory. Remember that movie, like the one with Jet Li?
Oh, no.
Okay, in this movie, Jet Li, there's like 20-something parallel universes. And in all the parallel universes, if you kill the other Yus in those universes, you become stronger. Like, so when there's only two left, the two left are the strongest. And if you kill everyone but you in all the parallel universes, you have all the power.
Mm-hmm, okay.
That's what Goku Black is doing, except he doesn't know how to get to. Well, I don't know. That doesn't. But he has to do it with the Saiyans instead of just like. I don't know. That's a stupid theory too.
I kind of like it though. To like expand on it. How about that like demon thing that it beats up, uses those earrings to fuse.
Fuse other Gokus.
Yeah. Fuse with Goku, becoming Goku Black. Oh, but he's only wearing the one earring.
Where's the other earring? That's the question.
There's got to be another one.
Yeah. So, okay.
Well, we'll find out, hopefully.
Next time sometime. On Dragon Ball Super. All right. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night, America. And other people, too, I guess, who got the internet.
No.
You'd be listening from anywhere. Who?